Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Remy moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Rice moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allinson moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Washington reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Splitter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hurst, and towards Hoffman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy bunts towards first. Worth scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's Royals, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Remy covering, for the out. Slott moves to second. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to third. Julio Valdez pinch runs for Karl Yastrzemski. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Valdez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Stapleton scores. Valdez scores. Gedman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from slot and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Perez moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stapleton is walked intentionally. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman now catching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Akins pinch hits for Dennis Wirth. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Slot takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Slot moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.